Psalm 119, verses 1 through 16. Aleph and Beth. Aleph. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Beth. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. The Lord is the most blessed forever and ever, and his words are true and faithful. Those whom he blesses are those who are undefiled in the way of the Lord. But how can man, who by nature is unclean, become undefiled? How can man in his ways become clean? Only by walking in the law of the Lord, his commandments, his instruction. Only by taking heed to his word. It is not enough to just hear God's word, but not lay it to heart. It is not enough to just study his word, but not obey him. It is not enough to just conform outwardly to his law, but inwardly long for the lusts and pleasures of this world. No, the Lord loves and blesses those who love him and seek him with their whole heart. Those who keep his testimonies, not their opinions or feelings. Those who walk in his ways, not the ways of their culture and society. For he commands man to keep his precepts diligently, not sloppily, not half-hearted, not hit or miss, diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Oh, how we must long to walk in all the will of God. For Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And by his grace, he can teach us his ways and keep us on the path so that we might believe on him and only him. And then we shall not be ashamed. For he shall teach us his statutes, and by hiding his word in our hearts, we can learn to not yield to sin any more, but instead to yield to righteousness. And then we will praise the Lord from hearts that are pure and upright in him. And we will stand in a world that boasts unashamedly in their judgments and we will speak God's judgments with boldness and confidence. Let us, like David, meditate in the Lord's word and his precepts, and let us not respect man's ways, but let us respect the Lord's ways, for then we will delight in his statutes, his precepts, his ordinances, his boundaries, and we will rejoice in the testimonies of his mouth, all his wondrous works. The Lord is gracious, and he is true, for he came to save us from all iniquity, so that we might walk in purity and do no iniquity as we walk in his ways. So let us, like David, resolve to keep the Lord's statutes and never forget his word. For then he shall never leave us nor forsake us. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Psalm 119, verses 1 through 16. Aleph and Beth.